This podcast is sponsored by TNT Sports. This isn't just sport, this is everything.
This is a Global Player original podcast.
Johnny Vaughan's 4 till 7 thing. Radio
X. Welcome to the 4 till 7 thing podcast. We are on our summer holidays at the moment, but there's so much great content over the last few weeks. We thought we'd catch the overspill in another bonus edition of the 4 till 7 thing podcast. Coming up, something for you to muse on, or maybe amuse you. Plus, we celebrate our 356th pet town by opening another of little size maps of Britain. And the Woodman has the old Stranraer drummer beating away relentlessly in his heroic little slot. Enjoy.
Radio X.
Saw a bus go by. Yeah. Always excites me because global advertising is on them.
Yeah.
And of course, this is the global group.
Yeah.
I always sort of feel like, owning this city, someone that employs me.
Yeah.
guys, and owning me. Mm. Hey, guys, are you ready for this, though?
Go on.
On the side, this I found really curious.
Mm.
It said FIFA 2023 Beckham Edition.
What?
What's he going to do? What a gamer's going to do? Take a guy shopping.
Yeah, he's not been playing for ages.
But take him to a tattooist, or they're going to have one like old footballer there.
Does he have a club now?
He owns a club, yeah.
Oh,
yeah. Miami.
Okay.
Yeah,
so
just
could you
Miami.
Maybe play being the owner of a club?
No, not in FIFA.
I can't speculate what a Beckham edition would be. Maybe you take him off to get, you take players to get tattooed or own cars.
Or sunglasses or something.
Ooh, different haircuts.
Different haircuts.
Haircuts.
It's like a salon.
Yes.
And they can buy watches and accessorize. And it's what happens off the pitch.
Right, wash bags.
I'm into it.
Shoes.
Celebrity wives.
Very rare trainers.
Yeah,
that kind of thing.
Yeah, right, kids. Designer kids.
Yep.
Get their kids a job.
Brand building.
Brand building. You have to build a brand.
That's what
brilliant.
It is.
So you've got to choose the right, for a start, someone you got to fall in love, first of all, with the right celeb.
Yes.
So that it forms
Form
a brand.
An alliance, yes.
Stay together.
Uh-huh.
And that's a challenge.
Oh, man.
For anyone gaming.
Especially for a long-term investment like that.
As he walks, as they go into a party, there's temptation. Temptation.
Why are you doing that face?
Because I was trying to tempt David. I was trying to look attractive. I was trying to like an.
You looked really fun there.
I know. I did.
Second.
I was trying to like an attractive, fun woman who might tempt David. Temptation. Me. I'm sexy. Hi, sexy. Right. Okay. So I'm tempting, but you go no. No. But that's like Space Invaders.
Yeah, that's part of the game.
Because they are invading your space.
They are, yeah.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
And then you get to the bar, and then quickly you then endorse alcohol, make money from that if you get past them.
Mm.
Yep, don't have too much, move on to the next event. That's right.
But also because you've then got to drive.
Right.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah. I'm just looking at the Beckham FIFA 2021 edition.
Yeah.
Then next morning, get up, tattoo. And then really, it's how to fill your life with by doing nothing, but no one really actually focuses on that.
Attending things, does that count?
Attending stuff?
I don't know.
Yeah.
I mean, luckily, as someone's pointed out here, Cobb from Royston, I think the Beckham edition, you go into a really long queue for great publicity, unlike Holly and Phil.
Smart move, though, wasn't it?
But also, that would take...
God, it worked like
But also, that would take up a lot of game time.
That's true,
In terms of exposure, jackpot.
Because
you're actually doing something, people would respectfully...
Sure,
do you mind? I'm actually waiting to pay respects to you.
Yeah.
So you get
just
respect
leave me alone,
for
yeah.
minimum autograph time.
Amazing.
But ultimate good guy points.
Oh, man, it worked.
It'd be fantastic.
It worked.
Yeah. No,
blinding.
I thought he would look like the Don doing that. That's what made him realise he loves his country.
I know how you win the game as well.
How?
You get the knighthood.
Oh, perfect.
Yes. Unfortunately, for some reason, they keep holding off on that.
Mm. Yeah.
I think also, you've got to do double standards of people like you. Like, you really promote a World Cup here.
Yes.
As part of a huge proposal.
Mm.
And then take a massive... payday
to go and promote their
right,
rival
to actually
one.
Yeah, go to the country and do it.
Oh man, I wish I could do that.
And do you know what the other thing about it is?
What?
Get away with it.
Yes.
Everyone still loves you because underneath it, you got a winning smile.
Genius.
People assume that maybe everyone knows that if you've got a partner that, you know, well, everyone's got a partner who goes, does this look okay?
Yeah.
How does this look?
Yeah.
They know that you've got to be patient.
Mm-hmm.
And And I think people assume that someone who's as high maintenance that he must have the patience of a saint.
Right.
Maybe, yeah, yeah.
So he's sort of forgiven everything. He also seems like such a great dad.
He does.
So that's another aspect of the game. Mm-hmm.
Maybe it's not going to be Sir David. Maybe it's Saint David.
Saint David,
oh.
Right.
It could well be, couldn't it?
He just always came across. I know he messed up three different tournaments for England, but each time it's because he cared more than everyone else.
Yeah, yeah.
It's he had too much passionate.
Oh,
I
yeah.
love the guy.
Absolutely.
Make
yeah.
no mistake about it, I love the guy.
Well, Sir Alec kicked a boot at him.
Yes.
You know?
That another
what
reason
more
to
do you
love
need
the
to
guy.
Know, yeah.
And then what he did, he said, no, I'm just going to leave Man United. And then what did he do? Go to Real Madrid, very rarely play.
Yeah,
still.
But great hair, though.
Yeah, great hair. Yeah, got a great reputation as like a Galactico, lived the Madrid lifestyle, but not even knows what he particularly did there.
No.
Yeah.
I mean, I saw them a few times. I can't remember ever seeing him on the pitch.
Yeah.
I'm surprised the Saudis haven't swooped for David Beckham.
That's a good point, yeah.
And they just don't care as long as it's a name.
Yeah, right. He could play.
I'm surprised he's not Lineker. Seriously. Gary Lineker will put his boots well suit up again.
Beckham's picked himself at centre forward.
The Saudis don't really care.
No.
As long as they got the names on there.
Right,
you know,
right. The provenance.
Three
yeah,
point
yeah.
game there, Alan Shearer. Beckham once more. Shearer.
Dean Saunders.
I don't think you're going to go for Dean Saunders.
Why not?
You've taken it too far.
Quality player.
No, you've taken it too far.
Okay.
You put Paul Elliott out. You've taken it too far. You're taking it much too far with Dean Saunders. I was actually doing something quite funny there.
Uh-huh.
Johnny Vaughan.
Radio X.
Guys,
mm-hmm.
I've got three stories for you very quickly.
Go on.
I've never, ever had anything to eat on a plane that's been worth talking about.
Right, yeah, yeah.
Ever.
Yeah, it's
but
never been that
But that's
good,
because
yeah.
I wasn't on a BA flight yesterday that served KFC.
What?
What?
You're kidding.
I'd fly with KFC. That's the
KFC
chicken,
Air.
That's the KF chicken. Yeah, just the thing, the colonel.
On the side of the plane. Yeah.
This is your colonel speaking. We're on for a finger-licking good journey.
Conditions are crispy.
And fried.
And a blend of spices.
Turks and Caicos, it's going to be spicy and fried. Meanwhile, settle back. The only thing that ever gets me about KFC is the range of drinks.
Why?
Because they're Tango Pepsi, aren't they?
Yeah, it's not Coke, is
wrong
it?
Wrong.
Yeah, yeah.
It's the dark
thing. Yeah, yeah.
No, it's the dark selection.
They've gone to that side.
Yeah, they've gone to that side. It's not good, is it? And they sort of go. And then when you do want the iced tea, they'll go. I've got peach, and you're like, oh yeah, that'll go. That's just what I want. Pepsi Max.
Yeah. They're on that side of the.
No,
fizzy
another of those curtain. Drinks, yeah, incidentally, yeah. that's sold on people having fun.
Mm.
Like they got the advert, haven't they? A load of surfers, and they've got, and after a day's surfing, they've got a bonfire and some Pepsi Max, which is, I don't know, I've hung around with surfers, but I can tell you now, they don't party with that.
No.
Oh, who's got some more Pepsi Max? Yeah, let's drink that and have a bonfire
on a beach, a nice warm bottle of Pepsi Max.
Who would think of put that in an advert? Sort of thing. Yeah, that's what people do because that's really realistic. You go surfing for a day, it's a beach, you have a beach party, you have KFC.
Crazy.
You think it's not an ale in sight or a Rizzler. Right, guys. Anyway, a video showed cabin crew handing out fried chicken on the flight BA252 from Turks and Caicos in the Bahamas to London via Nassau. On Sunday, the cabin crew had to buy several buckets of the fast food in Nassau. You lucky people.
That's just awesome.
Awesome.
Yeah, because they keep it warm with a sort of steam cupboard on a plane, don't they? That would be really good.
Can I have the slaw and a little tiny,
and a little bit of
soggy little corn on the cob. Next up.
Yeah.
Iron Age woman may have taken part in raids.
Oh.
Is she like a superhero?
Players make plays, raiders make raids.
Right.
Radio. Sorry.
Yeah.
Sorry, I got that wrong. Yeah. Iron Age women may have taken part in raids, scientists said. Do you know why?
Why?
Because one 2,000-year-old body of an Iron Age female had a sword by it.
Oh, really?
So from that, they've now deduced that all Iron Age women...
Right. Okay.
Yeah. Well, I mean, we just...
Perhaps she was just violent. One violent woman.
She just loved a sword.
Yes, right.
Yeah.
There's nothing to suggest at all.
Maybe she made the sword.
No, but
could
it
be a blacksmith.
No, but it's... Right. It's more likely they didn't. They found one.
Yeah, right. No, it's not all...
One swallow doth not a summer make.
I would say
one sword on an Iron Age woman doth not a warrior culture make. It doesn't.
No, it doesn't.
In fact, it was sort of, by being the exception, it would show they might have put it in there for a joke.
Right.
Because she was like a real battle axe.
Yeah.
But whatever their equivalent was. Lastly... How about this? You ready for this? I've really enjoyed this.
Mm-hmm.
A Russian delegation led by Sergei Shoigu, the defense minister, is welcomed in Pyongyang in North Korea. They'll join a group of visiting Chinese. But I wonder if when the Russians arrive in North Korea, they find them refreshing.
Oh, it's so nice to be here.
So nice. I thought they were very refreshing.
Like-minded people.
Quite old school. But as you know, on this show, we believe North Korea has been created by the Chinese to say, what, you think we're bad?
Yeah, right. Definitely.
It's like a sort of satirical state, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Sort of keep it there. Yes. Actually, no one lives there at all. It's completely empty.
Yeah, this is what you could have had.
Yes, right.
Yeah, right.
Taiwan. This is what you could be. Well, it's only because we're such a kind bunch. I'm sure it was the
talk of Pyongyang when they arrived.
Yes, but imagine how, you know, the Russians, everywhere they go, everyone's like, no one's pleased to see them. They're getting everything taken away. Yeah. Everyone's being nasty. Suddenly, they're rolling up in Pyongyang. It's a red carpet. Everyone's like,
welcome.
Come in, lads. Welcome. Please, don't. But honestly, say what you like, mate. We're not going to judge you.
Tea?
Yeah, right. Oh, it was lovely. I really felt I could relax amongst that lot. It felt like we've done nothing wrong.
Yeah.
X. This podcast is sponsored by TNT Sports, the ultimate home for sports fans. And I'm what you call a sports fan, an enthusiastic devotee of sports. All sports, really, not just the beautiful game. I like the more aesthetically challenged ones as well, like rugby or boxing. Whatever the sport, the highs, the lows, the joy, the pain, the rivalry with friends and family, that sense of anticipation just before the bell, the whistle, the ladies and gentlemen. It's what brings us together as fans, what unifies us, what keeps us coming back for more. This isn't just sport, this is everything. Stream TNT Sports on Discovery Plus or watch TNT Sports channels on BT, Sky and Virgin Media. Subscription required. Age 18 plus. T's and C's apply.
Radio X. Johnny Vaughan.
Every Saturday between 11 and 1 on the Kickabout, Gavin and I do a certain little thing called Mexican handbags. They're observations of everyday life. You take the old, you simply add a place and an action and or an object. On this show, we make the handbag. You define it. Let's spin the reels, the old Mexican bandit. Let's find out this week's Mexican handbag. Here we go. Get ready. Hitchin. It's going to be the old hitchin.
The old hitchin.
The old hitchin. Okay, here we go. It is Biffer, the old hitchin Biffer.
The old hitchin
Biffer.
Okay, right off the bat, do you know what I think it is?
Mm-hmm.
I had one the other morning. You just wake up. You've had a couple of beers the night before.
Yeah.
There's no way you deserve that hangover.
Oh, one of those rogue, really heavy ones.
Yeah,
where you
thinking,
didn't
well,
even...
Hang on a second. Maybe I didn't eat.
Yeah.
I did have one shot. But...
Sure.
Or a Sambuca.
Uh-huh.
But I do not deserve this. I haven't done enough.
Yeah.
That is the old Hitchin Biffer.
Yeah, like
it's
that.
It's an inexplicably strong hangover. What you got, Dr. S?
I think the old Hitchin Biffer is that sneaky hot chili you weren't expecting when you're eating your curry.
Okay.
And you bite in and you're like, what?
Whoa.
You get that in a gel frazee where they just put the whole ones in there.
Yeah. Or you get that sometimes with those wasabi nuts.
Yes, you do. Yeah.
Sometimes you get a whole Hitchin Biffer or pimientos padrón.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
You get a Hitchin. So it's a
crazy one.
It's that unexpected heat.
Yeah. Yep.
Chili where it just bolts out of nowhere. One malicious chili. What you got there, Gav?
It's either a piece of farming equipment.
Oh, do you know something, Gav?
Yeah.
Also, one of those things that just looks like. What do they do with that?
It's left
in a field for much of the year.
It doesn't look like a plough. It doesn't look like a harvester.
It's seasonal.
Yeah.
They use it literally to do something heavy that used to take about 100 peasants.
Yeah.
And now they've just got that whacking great machine and it's pulled by two tractors.
That's right.
It's enormous.
That's right. They only use it one day a year.
And you can't put any hands anywhere near it.
No, don't put it.
You will lose that hand.
He lost his hand to a biffer.
He lost his legs in the
them Biffer.
It's either that or it's those springs you get at the end of a train platform terminus.
Oh, yes.
Those big springs.
The buffers,
those
also called a buffer.
Yeah.
I got another one for you.
Go on.
Those people who, any time they give you a story of what happened,
yeah,
it always involves, at the end, having to give someone a clump.
Oh, yeah.
Those people, everything, literally, any time they go to a pet shop. They go, I don't know, they just literally go and buy a goldfish. They go, no, this geezer starts performing, and I'm about to give him a clump.
Yep.
They go out to get a pizza.
I like that.
Yeah,
I like
call that. It anywhere. It ends up with, no, we ended up, the security's had a word, I've given this geezer a clump. That's the Hitchin Biffer. Or, also, those, sometimes you get a small car stops and a huge bloke gets out of it.
Yes.
Unexpectedly huge people.
Getting out of small cars.
Hitchin Biffer.
Yeah, I like
Hitchin
that.
Hitchin Biffer. Yeah. 839-36 839-36 it's the inexplicably large piece of fish the chippy serve up when you ask for cod and chips. Sometimes it's enormous. You're thinking, have you got anyone that can eat all that? You just, it doesn't say for two persons. Yeah. That's insane. What you got there, Suds?
The old Hitchin Biffer is the indentation left in your leather settee an hour after your mother-in-law leaves.
Yeah, but I think it can apply to, it's not the indentation, it's whoever, it's someone who leaves that.
Yes.
Someone with the buttock power.
Right.
Gauge.
Like a rugby player would do this. Yeah.
Gravitas. To really.
Permanence.
So you're looking and thinking, wow, that's still like that. And also, is that going to be like that forever?
Right.
Has that person broken the back of that? No, do you know what I mean? It's like.
Yeah.
You're right, like a sort of second row thing.
Yeah.
When a heavy item falls out of a kitchen cupboard and bonks you on the head, says Bill in Northampton.
Nice.
Also, Bill, when you're in the kitchen doing stuff where you're looking down and you've forgotten that cupboard is open.
It's still open. Oh, yeah, that'll get
that,
you.
It's that sort of death from above.
And it really cracks you
and
on
it really
the head.
And you go, oh, how can my... No, because peripheral vision, it's not so good up and down. Once you're looking down, it's incredible, the cutoff point.
Mm. Yeah.
It's cruel.
Yeah.
It's cruel.
It's very cruel. What you got there, Dr. S?
Liam says, the old Hitchin Biffer is what you say when you want to swear, but the kids are around.
Yes. Oh, that's brilliant. It is. In fact, do you know something? He's right. It is Hitchin Biffer.
Yeah.
You do go, Hitchin Biffer, Hitchin Biffer. That's amazing.
It's a beauty,
I've never thought of it.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, the machine generated, but... Yeah. Hitchin Biffer. Sorry, marvels at the...
it's beautiful.
At the revelation. What do you got there, Gav?
Rich in North Hanses, the old Hitchin Biffer, is that one enormous crisp in the bag, nestling amongst regular-sized crisps.
Yeah, and you think to yourself, how's that survive?
What kind of potato? That was like, why aren't there more from that potato in that bag?
Yeah, right. What happened to his mates?
How did it go
What happened
straight?
To his family? Yeah, right. Very good. Someone says, first bird poo to hit the car, fresh out of a car wash.
Nice.
And I tell you what, especially if it's been in, what tree is it where it goes purple?
I don't know.
Oh, I don't know.
When you get purple ones, and it's like, purple toads. What is it?
I didn't even know there was a song, wasn't it?
Yes, yeah, there is. Oh. I sing it. There's a tree I used to park my car underneath.
Mm. Well, and it makes the bird poo go purple.
Purple, yeah. Purple toad. Which is what I always used to sing, just to cheer myself up, because it's impossible to get off.
Oh, horrible.
83936, if you do know what that is. Mm. Mark your text, 83936, obviously, but put purple, so I can see what it is. Dr. S, what do you got?
Darren from Plymouth says the old Hitchin Biffer is the haircut we all had during lockdown.
Yes, that's great. That's really good work. Laura, 30, sorry. The old Hitchin Biffer, one of those champion slapdown comments out of nowhere from a normally meek person.
Ooh.
Yeah, no, they're terrible.
Expect it.
Do you know,
double cutting if they haven't said anything so far.
No, but they can leave you sort of thinking, is that person who's quite their sneaky little... You know, you sort of think, is that the sort of way you think all this time?
Yeah.
Sit there.
Yeah.
Michael Caine always told me he doesn't like anyone who's not chatty. He says, it's why I can trust you, John.
Because you're chatting.
Yes, he says, really? You know what they're thinking? He says, what he doesn't like are those quiet people.
Yeah,
don't
right.
Don't say anything because they're just thinking and judging.
Oh,
he says, always
nervous.
Trust people who don't stop talking. Something that played well with me. The old Hitchin Biffer. The dispatching tool used in slaughterhouses.
Looking for ways to use less fuel? At Esso, we can help. Small changes we can make today can start to help win the energy challenges we all face. like your choice of fuel, making the fuel you buy go further, and even finding alternatives to using it in the first place. We call this thoughtful driving. The journey won't be easy, but we want to start it with you. Not what you're expecting to hear from a fuel company. Well, at Esso, we think it's time that changed. Search Esso Thoughtful Driving for changes we can all start to make today.
Radio. X. Johnny Vaughan's 4 till 7 thing.
So I was talking earlier in the week about these people who say, like, David Attenborough, of course I wouldn't be on TV today. You think
right. Well, you are.
You are.
Yeah.
And then they sort of say, of course, our show wouldn't be commissioned these days. And you're thinking, yeah, you wouldn't be, because what? Why, David Attenborough? Why? we like to think we're the only show that gets angry about him.
But we do love you, David.
We do love him, yeah. But don't ever say that. The only reason no one else has a job, like I say, because you've taken the job since then. Mm. Like Patrick Moore had the Star at Night gig. Now Patrick Cox has got it. Mm. Not Patrick Cox. Right. Brian Cox.
Yeah, yeah.
Not Patrick Cox. He makes shoes.
That's different,
and
yeah.
Very different. But you know, no one else has had the gig. That's it. It's just what that's Britain's astronomy done. Although when I used to interview Patrick Moore occasionally, who was, I can say now, dreadful.
Oh, really?
Was he? Oh, man. Just, well, Tony, I think we all know what the problem was. Probably immigrants.
Really?
I'm not kidding. Just yeah, straight in the most right-wing man I've ever met in my life. No, it's not actually. He's not actually. But he was pretty far right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Anyway.
Yeah.
He's Patrick no more. If he was a boxer.
Yeah.
But he wouldn't be because obviously he passed away.
Sure, sure.
Anyway, we're looking at shows that wouldn't be around anymore. Mm. Get this. You ready? Vicky Michelle.
Yeah.
We'll say this only once. She reckons a revival of cheeky sitcom, Allo Allo, would be fantastic. You are kidding me.
You are joking.
Yeah, you could double bill it with Mind Your Language.
Yeah.
Or Love Thy Neighbour.
What is she thinking?
Maybe have sexual harassment on the buses. Like, sling it in with that.
Let's breathe some life into the Carry On series again.
Yeah. Well, no, actually, they show that quite regularly, Gav. That's all so far seaside.
It's
like Time Capsule TV. It was terrible.
Right. Awful.
We got comedy Nazis running around with sort of...
I mean, in fact,
a brothel
with weird accents.
Yes.
Ignore the fact that it was like offensive with the accents, and the way that it treated the Second World War as a comedy thing.
With the funny Gestapo guy.
Right.
Yeah.
But aside from all that, just awful stories. Well, there was actually like no good plot to it.
I lasted about 3 minutes.
I'd never watched more than 4 seconds of it.
Okay, fair enough. Same.
I mean, I've seen bits.
I was exaggerating with the 3 minutes.
So you flick, don't you? You just keep flicking.
There was nothing else on. So I did sit glued to it. I it was just dreadful. It was awful.
It was awful.
It was terrible.
No, but that whole thing, like, I reckon it'd be good now. What, she surely got to be... If ever there was a show where someone would say, of course, we wouldn't be commissioned today.
It's that one, yeah.
But no!
Yeah.
It just shows you know, when you're really guilty, you don't see it.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
All this political correctness. And it's what's wrong with all the Nazis and Gestapo people running around a French bordello.
It's weird.
Unbelievable.
No, and just awful acting, terrible scripts, bad story. Aside from the political correctness, just not good.
What's amazing is that she says, at this precise moment, I think we need the show. We need comedy. Yes, we do.
Yeah.
But where does Allo Allo fit in? She said, sometimes I think the show might be too far in the past for people to love it, but it isn't.
No, it really isn't.
People talk to me about it all the time.
No.
I didn't like it then.
You're not going to like it now.
Why am I going to suddenly start liking it?
Johnny Vaughan. Radio X.
Every single day of the week, the Woodman furnished with a hero. Today, I've got down here, you told me you got the old Stranraer drummer.
That's right.
Beating away relentlessly in your right little slot.
Yes.
Because that's where you'll find a decent pipe band.
Uh-huh. That's right. So the hero today, Johnny, is a man called Andy White. He lived from 1930 to 2015. He was a drummer. He was born today in Stranraer, the son of a baker. At 12 years old, he started playing drums in a pipe band. By 17, he was a pro. He was playing in big swing bands, small jazz bands. By 1958, he toured his own big band in America, supporting Chuck Berry and Bill Haley. He had a really decent career. He played live and recorded with big names like Tom Jones. He played on It's Not Unusual by Tom Jones.
Gavin.
Go on.
Can I just say, isn't it odd that we've lost something amongst the people of Britain? Well, I mean, the people.
Yeah.
Of playing instruments. Like Scotland, there still is a tradition of
every household, someone was playing an instrument.
Right, you go to Spain, and honestly, when they have one of their ferries, the bands that come, just regular people all together,
and
they can be, you know, they can look like, you know, regular scheme of things, they're quite one of the lads or one of the girls.
Absolutely,
but they play an instrument.
I know.
But in Britain, it's in America they do.
I know. Here,
it's completely vanished.
It's just gone.
It's gone from culture.
That's right. He also played on Shout by Lulu. He played with Rod Stewart, Burt Bacharach and Billy Fury. He moved to America in the 80s and he lived in New Jersey teaching Scottish pipe band drumming.
Well, did he really teach
none
that?
Of this is why he's the hero. The reason
why is he the hero,
the
girl?
Reason he's the hero, Johnny, is because in October 1962, the Beatles released their debut single. Can you know, do you know what song that was?
Love Me Do.
Yes. And on Love Me Do, they had to make three versions of that song.
Right.
They did one with Pete Best, because this was exactly between June 62 and September, or October is when they released it,
yeah.
But they recorded it between June and September.
Was it
was when
62?
They switched from Pete Best to Ringo.
Okay.
But during that time, George Martin and Epstein were saying, well, we might need a session guy in, because they didn't know about Ringo yet. They knew that the Beatles wanted
If they did, they'd have got a session guy in.
Well, this is the session guy. So he's the sixth Beatle.
Okay.
Andy White. So I'm going to play you the Ringo version. This is what they released as a 7-inch. This is Love Me Do with Ringo, right?
Okay, give it.
Love Me Do, you know.
Is there drums there?
I love you.
Exactly. You can almost not, you can't hear the kick drum.
I can do a little
and
bit of snare.
This is the version with Andy, and this is the version everyone knows, because this is what went on the album, and this is Andy's
love
version.
Me do.
Yes.
Love me do.
He's got a good foot.
Someone
that is actually Ringo on the tambourine.
Is it?
Humiliating. Can you imagine
really,
having
so
to stand
Andy
next to
Andy played on Love Me Do?
He is the guy who, and I never knew this whole story, but Andy White played that song. That's the one
EP
everyone knows.
I had an EP of that. It was my dad's. He's the only decent, one of the only decent records in his cupboard.
Excellent. Well,
yeah.
Let's salute him anyway. Andy White.
Andy White. The joy of on for the seventh thing. Shree. Brilliant, Gaff. I love when you have
these things.
Ta-da! Quad erat demonstrandum.
Johnny Vaughan.
Radio X.
Hey guys, today.
Yeah.
I did something I've never done before.
What?
I went to look at a house purely because I was nosy. Just purely because I was
just pure
nosy. Well, quite interested, but always, you know, you always look at, you're always looking for investment opportunities. and something I'm not, because I'm hopeless at all that.
Yeah.
Just useless.
Mm.
All I can do is spend money on eBay. Etsy, or things like typewriters at the moment, is pathetic. Anyway, so I look out over these houses. In the flat I'm in, it was like obviously some kind of mansion.
Yeah.
So it came round the back. There's muse houses. It was described as muse houses.
I love the look of a muse house.
They're lovely little things.
So when I heard muse house, I was thinking, wow, I'm going to find out their secrets.
Yes.
Because that's where they live.
Yeah. Right. It's an alleyway. And I was like saying to this day, is this where muse...
They've got a whole little string of properties down there.
Actually, they did. There's muse houses.
Yes, I should entertain you at all.
I should have pretended. I said, which one does...
Which one's Matt?
Yeah.
They go, what? I go,
is it the first three for each band member?
Muse houses.
Yeah.
And I went in, literally just went... Yeah, right, I heard a buzz. As you go through the door, it just goes... And you just walk through, it's just futuristic. I was just really ready for it. I should have wound them up, shouldn't I?
You should have kept it going.
Right. I said, God, the cars are quite normal.
Yeah.
I'd have thought they'd had something much more.
No, anti-grav showers.
Made out of metals that we know not of yet.
Mm.
Yeah, acted all nervous as I went in. And we're actually going in. God, I just wanted to go in.
Really high tech, was it?
A favour. Anyway,
Obviously, I didn't do that.
No.
So I look at this. Do you know what? Mm. I realised everyone works from home on Fridays.
Mm.
So I looked at two houses.
And they were fully officed up.
I had to say yes to the second one.
Right.
And that's right. I just wanted to, because I look out over these properties.
Yeah.
I'm just interested to know what on earth goes on
right.
in them.
Right, of course. Yeah, yeah.
Did you get
definitely.
Any answers?
Well, evidently not much work.
Mm.
No, I don't know. That's fine. Fair to say. Obviously, not work when I go around there. But the thing is, it's quite weird when you go round someone's house and they're there.
Mm. Yeah, right. That is odd because usually they're not there.
Yeah.
It's just the agent, isn't it? Normally, yeah.
When it does happen, I always think you should be really rude. We've got damp there.
Yep. Don't like the colour of that.
You thought they'd have tidied it up.
Who chose that sofa?
How much?
Classic. Yeah, classic. Tenants. Tenants. Also be overheard saying, how do people live like this?
Yeah.
He whispered, how do people live like this?
And people live like this every day?
This must be where they wash. Also, pause to look at things like things on a laundry rack.
Mm. Yes, really stare at
and
them.
And sneer. Anyway, I look
oh
at
God, house. They still make those. Eh?
They say to anyone selling a house, don't have anyone there who lives there or is renting it.
Yeah.
The whole thing is that they say depersonalise it, don't they?
Yes. Yeah.
Well, you can't personalise something more than actually having a person there.
Yeah,
it's you know,
that's
awful. It, isn't
it? That is
personal as it gets. Exactly.
Looking for ways to use less fuel? At Esso, we can help. Small changes we can make today can start to help win the energy challenges we all face. Like your choice of fuel, making the fuel you buy go further, and even finding alternatives to using it in the first place. We call this thoughtful driving. The journey won't be easy, but we want to start it with you. Not what you're expecting to hear from a fuel company. Well, at Esso, we think it's time that changed. Search Esso Thoughtful Driving for changes we can all start to make today.
Johnny Vaughan's 4 till 7 thing.
Radio X.
Little Size Maps of Britain.
Little Si.
Hello.
Never mind in the city, what's happening in the town of Magal? Sorry, Magal.
Yeah, Magal.
Thank you so much, incidentally, everyone who corrected us on text for that.
Yes.
Really appreciate
it. We thought it was Magal.
Yes, but it's not.
Or Muggle.
It's,
yeah,
it's Magal.
Magal.
Magal. Right. Magal. I was going Maghul.
Yeah.
All sorts of things, weren't we, Gavin?
Crazy.
So Magal is our pet town this week.
Right.
It is in Sefton, Merseyside, 9 miles north.
Just give us an idea using one of your incredible visual analogies.
Well, if you imagine Liverpool as the side profile of a young Prince George...
Okay.
Looking out over the Irish Sea.
Right.
I've totally got it.
I'm with you, yeah, yeah.
Birkenhead Peninsula... Is his hand waving?
Uh-huh. Okay.
Royal wave.
Yeah, yeah.
Hang on, wait a second. His profile, and now you got him waving.
Yeah, I thought it was just
because there's a little peninsula there. Yeah, it's like his arm coming out. Yeah.
He's side on.
Yeah.
I've got you. That's the world there.
He's right there.
You could say someone kneeling and praying, couldn't you, with their arms?
Kind
yeah,
of.
You
yeah,
could
yeah.
Do, you could
you
do.
You could
actually.
Do. Could
yes,
do. Which
yes,
is
yes.
Yep. Probably go down better at Liverpool.
Yep. Sure.
Magal would be his left temple. Sort of around the left temple.
Okay.
Well,
yeah.
The temple facing us.
Yes.
Yes.
Right. Yeah, interesting. We've really narrowed it down.
Well,
there.
No, but it wouldn't be your left temple. It's the temple.
Yeah.
That's it. It's not going to be the other one, is it?
No, it's not going to be the other one.
See it because there's.
Is he smiling?
Profile.
He's not smiling.
It's
is
just going to be the temple level. It'd be the same if he's side on.
Yeah.
It's not going to be underneath Liverpool, is it? Or the other side of the world?
Yeah, it's just true.
Is it a gloved hand? No.
No. Okay. No.
Is it a big hand?
No. So hopefully that makes it
yes,
clearer.
Yes, yes.
Actually, I've already got it. Okay. Except, where does that leave Liverpool?
That's...
his handkerchief in his pocket is Liverpool.
No.
The back pocket of his jeans. If you imagine Prince George is wearing jeans. No,
Liverpool would just be sort of the nose and the sort of mouth.
Right.
Right. Okay. Is it part of the conurbation?
I think we're getting too
No, we're not. I'm just saying.
Let's not get bogged down in this.
Is there separation between Magal and Liverpool?
Yes.
What, this country? Yes. This countryside? Or is
yes,
it,
there is.
Is it one part of one thing? Because my mum's from Toxteth, remember?
So it's a little bit of separation.
There is some greenery in between. Right.
I wasn't aware of any greenery, because that must be quite near Kirby.
Mm.
It is.
Interesting.
Well, in that case, there'll be no separation at all. You're talking absolute rubbish. It's part of the conurbation. Go on, let's go on.
Okay. Go on.
M.
So the nearest motorway is 1.7 miles west.
Big Si looks wearily at clock.
Of Junction 1.
Christ, this is going to be a long
Junction
one.
What? Go on.
Junction 1 of M58.
The M58.
We should drop the whole establishing bit.
The M58 is the one that goes from Aintree to Orrell. On the M6.
It's a great motorway, the M58.
It's a great one. So that's its nearest motto.
Okay, go on. Motto.
M.
Motto is Merseyside. Unfortunately, it doesn't have its own motto.
Oh, right, okay.
So I've gone with Merseyside's motto.
And what is that?
Of unity in the service of all.
In the service of all.
Nice.
Someone, Christian's text in saying, Jesus, we're back in goat stroke handstand territory. Jesus.
Exactly, Christian.
Yeah, exactly. But Christian, don't forget that was one of the best texts we've had in maybe ever. Imagine a goat was doing a handstand. God, you lot are funny. Go on.
Right, next.
A.
For averages. Mm. Now, teachers in McGall took an average of 7.3 days off sick in the last academic year.
Yeah.
What's the national average?
How does
average?
That compare?
Versus what?
National I have looked it up because we did have a lot of feedback.
You got the team onto it.
You got, week 20.
Yeah, a lot of feedback on context. So the national average is...
Go on, what's the national average?
9.3 days.
Oh, so it's
very low.
Yeah.
It just shows actually that home's worse than school. Right, okay.
Also, there is an average of just over 0.5 potholes per mile in McGall.
National average?
PPM.
National average is 2.3 potholes.
Oh, so they're doing all right there.
So it's actually...
Got bloody good roads.
The borough council has the fourth lowest potholes per mile in the country.
Okay, you see, now
that's
you're really getting the
national... PPM.
This is exactly what we... It's a very decent PPM, Gavin.
0.5? Oh, I'm jealous.
I can tell you now, in the averages section, we want PPM now.
We've got to have PPM.
You've actually hit something quite interesting.
Amazing.
Down the line, when we drop everything else, there'll still be PPM. I'll tell you that now. Go on.
P
for population is 20,356.
Okay.
P...
For pubs, there are 13. That's one for 1,566 people.
Oh.
That puts them in the lower quartile of pubs to people ratio. Gets them to 29th out of 39.
Right.
Lower quartile. Sorry, little sigh.
Yeah.
Someone just saying, did the idiot choose to omit the M57 on purpose?
No, but it is closer.
To the 58. Is it really? Oh,
yes, it is closer.
Interesting. That's going to, I tell you what, that's going to rain on the parade of number N757.
Yeah.
Go on.
And finally, for charity shops. So there were 44 shops in total on the sort of main high street area. Yeah. Two charity shops.
Ooh, that's quite low.
So that is one charity shop for 22. That puts them... Round about mid-table, around the sort of St. Just, St. Peter Port, Cheltenham.
I was just thinking St. Just.
Don't even talk to me. Why did you bring that
back? That's trauma.
That's
horrid. We couldn't get out of Cornwall for 4 weeks.
Bitter, twisted little Cornish town. Didn't even bother calling us.
So there you have it. That is...
That was awesome.
Little Size Maps of Britain.
That was an absolute cracker, Little Si. It really was. It was a cracker, that.
Really was.
Well, we'll look back on that as
a classic.
Well, I wouldn't say that.
Radio X.
Have you ever owned a cabriolet, Gav?
No.
Have you ever owned a cabriolet?
No.
Little Si?
No.
I bet he has.
Big Si has. I have. I had my first car was a Cabriolet. It was a Triumph Herald.
Oh, yes.
It used to belong to my aunt. 1969 it's from.
Say same with Big Si.
Yeah, it's fantastic. Yeah, yeah. They're such a good car. As everyone knows, the one fact about Triumph Herald, smaller turning circle than a London taxi.
Tiny turning circle. Tiny,
it was also a chassis car, which means you could put any body on there.
Oh, so, okay, you know, cool.
Not by that, I don't mean a human body.
It was my dad's first ever car, was a Triumph Herald.
Was he? Well, in South Africa?
Yeah, he drove it brand new off the forecourt.
But down in South Africa, eh?
Yeah.
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 Had a Triumph Herald there. Eh?
Yeah.
Well, he didn't have the Vitesse.
No, I think it was the...
Are you sure it wasn't the Vitesse, eh?
Yeah, pretty sure,
because that's the 2 litre model.
No, no, it wasn't the 2 litre.
Two sets of headlights.
No, it wasn't the 2 litre.
It was the 2 litre with two headlights, eh?
Oh, no.
Yeah. Park it outside my office.
Sure.
Yeah, in Cape Town.
Mm-hmm.
Gav.
Yeah.
And I also had a Golf GTI convertible back in the 90s. But the steering was so...
really heavy.
Well,
yeah, yeah.
Well, I was fine with it. For me, it was
sure,
a workout.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But Fed on borrowed it. I think they were alarmed. But they still make those in South Africa, of course.
Yes, they do.
Or is it the Mark 1? Do they make the Mark 1?
It is a Mark 1, yeah. I think they're called Rabbits.
It's really good when you see...
And
like,
they look great.
They look great.
They really
do. They look great.
They look fantastic.
Hey, Gav, maybe there's a business there.
Oh, man, we brand new chassis. They're right-hand drive as well.
They're right-hand drive, yeah. Exactly right.
I know.
And also, you know they're going to have any rust due to the climate.
Oh, zero rust, yeah.
Anyway,
yeah.
Gav.
Yeah.
I'm afraid... I prefer... I used to like driving them always when it was quite cold.
A convertible.
Because in the summer, you always what happens is you just run into bad traffic and just get really hot.
Start roasting, yeah, yeah.
Why am I doing this?
Yeah.
In the winter, it's kind of nice. You just jack the heating up.
Yes.
And I used to smoke back then, so I used to just... It's kind of nice. You go on a bit of a burny, you know.
Yeah, you don't even need to use the ashtray. You just raise your hand.
You know, I used to just sit there in a sort of quiet... I used to have a fur coat, a sort of nice fedora hat.
I remember,
And a great big cigar.
You were quite the young man about town, yeah.
Britain has been a cold, damp, rain-soaked isle since time immemorial.
Yeah.
The weird thing is we are Europe's biggest buyers of convertible. They don't have one because it's too hot. Spanish don't have them. It really was a British thing.
Mm. Yeah.
The convertible.
Uh-huh.
The convertible sports car.
The two-seater.
Yes. For years, the UK has been the cabriolet capital of Europe with more soft tops sold here than anywhere else, particularly the Mediterranean, where it's too hot for it. Mm. But our love affair with the wind... rushing through our hair appears to be coming to an end. Research shows convertible car sales slumped last year.
Mm.
16,500 registered in 2022, compared with 95,000.
My God.
In 2004.
It's really dropped.
Wow.
That's a lot.
That's extraordinary, isn't it?
That's a huge drop. Huge.
Why do we think that is?
Maybe they've realised that they're silly.
No, yeah.
It's stupid. Yeah. Let's think, why could it be?
Oh, God, I can't think. Maybe traffic. Maybe the traffic just got so bad they're always sitting still.
Right.
Yeah, just getting hotter.
Traffic calming measures mean that you can only go 20 miles an hour, so it's almost like you're sitting still.
Plus, they're heavier and they don't handle very well.
Toyota doesn't even have a convertible it sells in Britain anymore.
Very sound.
Because of the lack of demand.
Yeah, yeah.
You get Audi, BMW, Mercedes, they've all significantly, that's easy for you to say, John, cut back the numbers of convertibles they sell. But why is it?
Maybe there's a corresponding drop in hairdressers.
Ah.
Something like that.
Or an increase in gulls.
Yes.
It's gulls.
Could be gull. It's the gull.
Gulls.
It's the gull. It's the gull menace.
It is, because people have them by the seaside.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yes. You can't have an open top there.
No.
You'll get covered in it.
You'll get gulled.
You'll get covered in gull.
X. Looking for ways to use less fuel? At Esso, we can help. Small changes we can make today can start to help win the energy challenges we all face. Like your choice of fuel, making the fuel you buy go further, and even finding alternatives to using it in the first place. We call this thoughtful driving. The journey won't be easy, but we want to start it with you. Not what you're expecting to hear from a fuel company. Well, at Esso, we think it's time that changed. Search Esso Thoughtful Driving for changes we can all start to make today.
Radio X. Johnny Vaughan's 4 till 7 thing.
Ladies and gentlemen, let's go to Magal, our pet town this week. We've had a lot of controversy about how it's pronounced for
sure. Yeah, we thought Muggle for a while, didn't we?
Raging on text, but isn't that something in Harry Potter? I think it is.
Yeah.
Anyway, let's go to Vinny, who's waiting for us in Magal. I think it. Well, Vinny's going to tell us. Evening, Vinny, how are you?
I'm very well, Johnny. How are you?
Yeah, perky. Are you looking forward to a big weekend? Got anything planned?
I really am. It's going to be a lot of time taking my kids swimming and all sorts, but yeah, and it is called Magull, not Maghorn.
It's called Magull, okay, right. Or Magull. Okay, when you take kids swimming, I've been through the misery of that.
Mm-hmm.
Have you asked them why the changing room has to be that hot?
I have many times, and also changing two toddlers.
Oh man,
it's impossible. The socks just never go back
no,
on.
No, but it's when they're wet.
Yeah.
Don't even like swimming.
No. the worst thing is when they're little, like sort of three, you've got to dress them as well.
Yeah.
When I had my first two, I'm not kidding, it was like juggling eel.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
You just can't.
Then get them in the car.
Oh, man.
It feels good when you get out of the building, though. It's all fresh outside.
Yeah, it is. But did you get an answer as to why it's got to be at hospital temperature in there?
They just don't want people there.
Okay, that's a good answer. I think that's correct.
That must be correct.
And they're trying to grow tropical plants as well.
But it just adds to the aggression of it, doesn't it?
Mm.
You know, that it's just so hot.
In the roof.
And you got out and you have to go. Do they still have foot baths? When you go into the pool, do you remember you used to have to dip your feet in those weird
the anti-verruca.
Yes, do they still have that?
No, not anymore.
Oh, do you
remember? It's like a sheep dip, wasn't it?
People used to just step over it, didn't they? What did it do?
I don't know.
Jennifer used to have feet.
Neutralised.
You're right. It was like, what are we doing? Let's get back on track. So we're in Magull. Which pub would I go to? First time there. I'm with Gav. I'm with the team. Sunter maybe. We've just arrived. Where are we going drinking?
Well, first of all, you need to go to the Hare and Hounds, or the Harry's as it's known. Mm-hmm. It's famous there. I used to work there, and it's haunted. All of Magull is haunted.
Okay.
All of it.
Wow.
All of it.
Ooh.
So there is a road called Old Racecourse Road.
Right.
That was home to the original National.
Okay.
And me and my mate, John, were walking back one time, and it was late from the pub, and we were walking there, and it was like the charge of the Light Brigade. All these horse sounds came. It was a good job I was wearing my relaxed chinos because we ran.
Okay.
A very good running trouser.
It's a running away terrified trouser.
It was a very forgiving trouser.
A forgiving trouser. Good. I love it when people respond with the language of the show. You heard hooves galloping. And
the charge of the Light Brigade. It was thousands of horses. It was never heard before in my life.
On Old Racecourse Road.
The original home of the Grand National, which which is not far away.
Okay, Vinny. Okay, let's follow that. I know people attribute the line to Sherlock Holmes, but actually, I think he nicked it off philosopher, which is. We rule out the impossible. Whatever's left, however improbable, must be our answer. What could it have been?
8 pints of Stella.
Okay, fine. No further questions, Your Honour.
Very good answer.
Okay, so what other at this pub you've recommended us, which was, again, the Horse and Hounds?
No. The Hare and Hounds. The Hare and Hounds. So I used to work there.
Okay.
I used to work there, and they have open mic there, and me and my friend Kat did Hit Me Baby One More Time, a rock version.
Nice.
And the punters didn't like it very much because I dressed up as Britney Spears.
Yeah. They wouldn't like that. They didn't understand.
But also, there is also, they wouldn't understand it. They didn't
get
my
artistic
direction.
But you've got the legs for that outfit.
You've got the legs for gear like that. Yeah, okay, very nice. Very good.
Well,
he's got the midriff.
Style,
did you knot the shirt?
I did.
Yeah.
I did.
Can I just say, incidentally, that was Britney's idea doing that.
Was it?
Yeah.
The shirt knotting.
That was her. I read an article.
Interesting.
In fact, no, what am I talking about? I interviewed her. I read an article. Okay. Next question. Where, if we're not going there, what other pub can we go to?
Well, there's the greatest Indian you'll ever go to called the Lal Keela, and that's right next door to an Esso petrol station.
Ah, oh, beautiful.
Okay.
I mean, magical. You get the smell.
Because we once asked, didn't we, about forecourt restaurants? Because I went to that Chinese
right.
in Peterborough or Corby, which had a Chinese restaurant on the forecourt. so what I love about what you've done there is just at the moment where we've overrun, obviously, with the haunted stuff and didn't get enough details in, you've moved on to the Curry House section.
Beautiful
of this
work.
Interview. And I've got to tell you, Vinny, in that respect, you're very much a producer's pet.
Yeah.
It's like, he's looking like, can you come here every week?
Yeah, right.
Chinese.
Oh, Indian. Yeah, it was absolutely beautiful.
No, what, really Chinese, what Chinese should we go Chinese. To? I wasn't just randomly saying Chinese. Yeah, go on.
And it's right next door to a Bargain Booze as well. So, you know,
It's
absolutely spot on. And sounds then there's a park after. So if you want to go drink in the park after, you can.
Oh, that's fantastic.
An aristocrat.
But you really are. Do a bit of wall drinking. Love it. Love it.
Can I tell you a story about when I met someone famous from McGall?
Yes.
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 Well, do you remember Derek Acora?
Yes.
Yeah, from Most Haunted.
I've met him once, and what he does is he looks stuff up on Google and says, like Uri Geller. And then he says, I think you're going to be big there. Yeah, go on.
Go on.
So anyway, I was in the Lidl in McGall years ago, and I was walking around with my trolley, and I saw Derek Acora there. And he was buying some gin. And I went, oh, you're really in touch with the spirits, aren't you? I can't repeat what he said back to me. I really can't.
Do you know what? Go on, what did he say?
You can't say what he said.
Okay, turn it down. Okay, do you know what? I can't say what this guy said either. This is not as good as that, but I was at a wedding once with Barry McGuigan, at my mate's wedding, because he's just one of his neighbours. Barry McGuigan was there. Barry McGuigan said he had to go home. And John said to him, you're such a lightweight. he looks so cheesed off. I think, oh, what, he's some kind of lightweight. Of course, he was a featherweight. So,
sure, yeah.
Anyway, thank you so much for talking to us. Vinny, you were a wonderful Pet Tank caller. Well worth keeping you on the line for that. Lovely, just a nice comment, really. Mm-hmm. And so, I'll tell you what, a wonderfully right bit of wordplay around Derek and Cora. Is he still with us, Derek?
No.
He's with the spirits now.
Yes. Well, you're probably listening.
Yeah.
You take care, Vin. Lovely to have you on board. Anything else to say about McGull?
No, can I just give a shout out to my lovely kids, Ethan and Nora. I love you both very much.
Hi, Ethan. Hi, Nora. He hates taking to the swimming pool. We're back in a second.
Hate them.
Absolutely hates it.
Radio X.
That was our podcast bonus summer holiday edition. Thanks for listening. Don't forget to hit the subscribe button now. You get the 4 till 7 thing downloaded straight to your device every single Friday. If you want to get in touch, email johnny@radiox.co.uk.
Radio X.
This summer, Esso presents Commuter Quest. Starring colleagues turned money-saving comrades, Sue from accounts, and Paul from HR.
Ugh. Should we stop for a coffee, Sue?
With big savings.
We've saved a tenner a week since we started sharing lifts, so why not?
It'd be rude not to.
Right?
And bigger belly laughs.
Is this guy with us the whole trip?
Mm.
Sharing lifts makes epic trips. That's thoughtful driving. Search Esso Thoughtful Driving to find out more. Savings will vary.